Joining us now is regular Pulse contributor Dr. Bethany Brookshire. She is a writer for Science News and Society for Science and the Public. Hi, Bethany.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you. You're currently doing a project called Cookie Science. What is that?
It's actually for the educational blog that I write for called Eureka Lab. And the goal is to actually show people that doing a scientific experiment is just as close as your kitchen. You just have to walk into your kitchen and ask yourself a question and find a scientific way to answer it. And so I'm doing cookie science. I am designing a series of experiments designed around cookies, and I'm carrying them out publicly on the blog. I'm documenting everything I do with photos. All of the stuff that I use is stuff that you can buy in the grocery store, and I'm making a lot of cookies, testing a lot of cookies on a lot of lucky people who get to eat cookies. And I'm hoping that my readers will actually follow along and bake the cookies and see if they can replicate my results.
So give me an example of one of the experiments that you would do during your... This is just an excuse for cookie baking, right?
I wish it was an excuse for cookie baking, but cookie baking would be a lot easier, actually.
All right. So give me an example. Give me an example of what you do. What's an experiment?
So my goal throughout this project for cookie science, I have a really amazing cookie recipe. It's one of my favorite cookie recipes. It's actually Alton Brown's Chewy recipe, if you've ever tried it. It's really delicious. And I want to share my cookies with my friends. Unfortunately, one of my friends, Natalie, she has celiac disease, a disease that means whenever she eats gluten, which is a protein found in wheat, her immune system attacks her intestine. So I would like to make my cookies into a recipe so that she can eat them. And that's a goal, but it's not a testable hypothesis. So for my first experiment, I actually read a bunch of scientific papers looking at wheat gluten and how it works. I compared a bunch of regular cookie recipes with a bunch of gluten-free recipes. And I actually designed a hypothesis that states that replacing wheat flour with gluten-free flour in my cookie recipe will not be enough to create a good cookie.
Hmm.
And so I'm actually testing it out. I'm making several batches of cookies. One of them will be my control. It will be the normal Alton Brown recipe. One of them will have a kind of gluten-free flour, and that will be the only change. And then I'm going to give my cookies to a bunch of people, and I'm going to ask them what they think. I'm taking a survey. And so my goal is, through a series of experiments, to create a cookie that is as much like my control cookie as possible without containing gluten.
And how many people do you have to enroll in your cookie study as taste testers to make sure your your results are really happening?
Well, that's another thing I'm actually looking at with cookie science. I'm going through and saying, okay, with a power analysis, which is a statistical measure, how do I know how many people I need to test my cookies on? Unfortunately, the power analysis says that for a large population, I need to test my cookies on about 200 people. I don't have access to that many people.
Oh, we can make that happen.
But right now, I'm trying to test my cookies in real time. I recruited my neighborhood. I recruited the people at work. And I have had them eat my cookies. And so far, I've had about 40 people try the cookies for the first experiment.
And how do you account for people's different tastes? So one person might say, this is a delicious cookie, and I might say, this is not delicious at all. That's another scientific question, right?
That's a very good question. So I don't actually ask people, hey, tell me if this cookie is delicious. Instead, I ask a series of questions using what's called a Likert scale. So with a Likert scale, you make a statement, and the statement is something like, this cookie is moist. And then the person has to rate on a measure of 1 to 5. They very much agree, this cookie is very moist. 2, they very much disagree, this cookie is not at all moist. And so I ask questions like, is the cookie moist? Is the cookie dry? Is the cookie sweet? And so I have all these different measures of different aspects of my cookies. And then at the end, the statement is, overall, I like this cookie. And they can agree or disagree. And so this allows me to look at the results and say, okay, overall, these cookies were more dry, more moist, more sweet. And then it allows me to separate those aspects out from whether or not people liked the cookie.
Wow. So this is a lot of work.
It is. I actually wrote a full scientific proposal. I got institutional review board approval to test on human subjects. I did the whole deal.
And your friend is perhaps saying, you know what, Bethany, I could have just gone to the bakery and bought a gluten-free cookie, but thanks.
So far, she's been very nice about it and very patient. I've promised that in a few months she will have her cookie.
Bethany, thank you so much for being on The Pulse.
Thank you so much for having me.
Regular Pulse contributor Bethany Brookshire of Science News. She writes for the educational blog Eureka Lab, and that's where she will be posting all these great cookie recipes and her cookie science findings.